Joining us today is Josh Wanamaker from Flatfoot Records, a local record store in McMinnville, Tennessee. We'll talk about the store's roots, the local music scene, and how vinyl culture is thriving in our community. Welcome, Josh.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for being here. You have like a radio voice.
Yeah.
Is that normal for...
So, yeah. So I'm both a musician that writes and records. So I'm used to doing mics in that way.
Yeah.
And then I used to interview people on camera, actually. Previous to this life. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like when you're in kind of that scene, you're just a people person. And so whether it's music that you want to perform yourself or just around other musicians, it's
kind of
the way it goes.
So, yeah. I wasn't like that always. Yeah. I was definitely reserved when I was younger and it kind of just...
Well, where do you think that this came from? Where do you think you're kind of outgoing...
Music, yeah. Absolutely. The idea of making your own music and then wanting it to be in front of other people was difficult. That was a difficult bridge, but that was what kind of like did that thing.
Yeah, to kind of change your personality a little bit, change your DNA.
Yeah. It's not fake, but it absolutely, it's changed.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable with things I would have never thought I was like.
Evolved you. So sure. Tell me what Flatfoot Records is. Tell me what you have going on down there in McMinnville.
Yeah, so we've got a lot going on. We opened October 11th. So Flatfoot Records is an independent record store in McMinnville, Tennessee. So it's downtown on Main Street. It's across from the Park Theater, if you're familiar with that. It's next to Tops, Metro Deli, and Frozen Yogurt.
It's where everything is in McMinnville.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
The cool kids hang out.
Yeah, we hope so, right? And so we've been there for a minute, and we've got our kind of groove going for a month, and
Where did the inspiration to open a record shop? McMinnville is a smaller area. It's definitely on the rise, but, for the bigger, cool niche things, people are going to Murfreesboro a lot. People are going up to Cookeville. So what was your inspiration to start a record shop?
Well, I think... The inspiration came with actually just having a space that we had access to. So we had a business that that was next to Tops, that that building is owned by the people who back that. And we kind of spitballed some ideas, I guess, of what could happen. And it absolutely did not start as a record store, but it did spiral into being what we loved and also what McMinnville didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And it always has been that way of what you said, where like the cool niche things are happening in Cookeville, Murfreesboro, or of course Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I also think I've always been a big believer of like, if you're close to Nashville and you're close to those places, like there's this resonance with everything that's going on, and like it's difficult. You can't live near Nashville without being affected by Nashville a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. So that DNA is all across Middle Tennessee. So it kind of went from little conversations that we had, and it spiraled into
the building owners and you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do think that, I mean, me having a musical background is probably key to the DNA of that happening.
Yeah.
But it just kind of happened through conversation and a need.
What were some of the other ideas that you guys had thrown up there? Anything that...
There wasn't anything serious. Well, an office space for us. For we joked...
For the other businesses.
We joked with merch. We joked with shirts. I think... But nothing really stuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have this idea... Which, has McMinnville had a record store in the past that you know of?
We know of two previously.
Okay.
I'm sure there's more. We do have people, and I know there's other music stores that have come and gone. Like the sound, there was one called The Sound Shop. I think there was Wizards back in the day. I hear people talk about that all the time.
I would think that most people would say, you know, vinyl's on the way out.
Sure.
It's not, you know, you can't really, it's not an easy thing to find anymore. When you kind of started paving the way with this idea, I'm sure there were some naysayers.
Oh, well, we don't mind naysayers. It's one of those things where we've always joked, like, everyone said to not do it, so that's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not coming out of a void in our eyes. You know, there's torch holders before us, absolutely. Or it would have never, I don't think it could have happened.
Right.
You know, you have people, I know Yellow Racket Records in Chattanooga is doing a great job. And then for me, it was always Grimey's. And Third Man, you know, Jack White's done a great job holding that torch. So without there being that kind of like awareness, I don't think it could have happened in the same way.
Was there some market research that you had to do to kind of figure out, you know, you just made these other record shops.
Sure.
Were you already aware of them and kind of knew what was going on? Was that a place that you would frequent when you're going to leave McMinnville and go other places? I always got to stop at the record shops.
Oh yeah, absolutely. For me, it was always Murfreesboro in Nashville. So Murfreesboro used to have Digital Planet, and they had a little shop of records downtown.
Yeah.
So that was one stop. That was a quick stop for like, and Hastings. Hastings had some records back in the day before they closed. So that was an easy stop for Christmas gifts and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. My wife and I used to, when we were just dating, we would go to Grimey's and we would stay with, her dad used to live in Nashville. And we would stay there, get up, go over there, stand in line at 4 a.m. for like record store day releases and stuff. And just kind of immersed in that as someone who loved it. Never thinking it would be this side of it.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like there's almost a shift and we're kind of going back. I saw I don't really even use CDs much anymore,
sure.
But I actually saw on TikTok a device that looks like a record player, but that plays CDs and it has
really?
Speakers and it was sure. That cool kind of retro vibe. And I think there's this phase of it's cool to have vinyl.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Taylor Swift did this big release with, you know, Orange, right? Orange Records,
yes.
That she did and stuff,
yes.
Like that.
Live for Showgirl. We were a part of, we had that release. That was our first new release at our store.
And what went into planning an event like that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, just being aware. Well, oh man, so much, because you have to look at, you know, we're an independent store. So how do we look at Amazon and exist?
Mm-hmm.
How do we know how many copies are going to sell? And of course, for that particular thing, we didn't have pre-orders. We didn't know anything yet. That was our first new release.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of just spitballed and looked at, what are other stores doing? What kind of releases are they going to have? And
well,
and took a chance more so with that one, I guess.
And
yeah.
You got to do something that's going to make people get in their car,
yeah.
Drive across town, you know, however far it is, and want to be in your space.
Sure.
So when kind of doing a build out of a new store, how did that planning go into things of making that space feel like a place people want to be and hang out and not order from Amazon on their phone?
Absolutely. I mean, it started with an empty room. I mean, it started with nothing. And like mm-hmm. I'm proud to say, like, however people design spaces, like, you know, everything, it's different all across the board, but we organically started something. And I feel like the next step would kind of lend itself to the next step. And we were doing that kind of thing.
Where was the first place you started? Like the first vision in your mind that we're like, we have to have this part of the store be like this. Do you remember?
I don't know. The first thing, I mean, it's been so long. I mean, we've been doing this since, I mean, the first notes I found in my computer were late May.
Mm.
So it's been a bit of a ball roll. And
yeah.
And so I don't know. I think.
Well, and when you're doing a build out like that and planning kind of how things are going to be displayed, which all merchandising is huge,
sure.
in a retail space, you know, kind of figuring that out. Any kind of construction, any kind of build out, you're like, what day is it?
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
You know,
and we hit that for sure. Yeah.
Sunday at 3 a.m. is like, is it Tuesday? Who knows what's going on anymore?
Yeah, we absolutely had that bleed over. I mean, we wanted to have an experience first. So beyond that, we hope people enjoy the fact that we are a store. But yeah, I mean, without the fact that you want to be there, it can't happen.
So what sets, you know, independent bookstores are a place that people want to hang out as
sure.
well. You know, what do you hope that your customers feel or gain by hanging out in your store? Of course, your business at the end of the day, you want people to buy records. You want people to be able to buy the music and enjoy it at home. But what's bringing them in? What sets you apart to bring people into your shop?
To answer kind of the early thing, like, community. We want people to leave with the fact that they can still find. I mean, in some cases, I think it does. You're saying it's coming back, and I agree. There's this whole thing of what have we lost with a certain culture we have right now. So community is what we want people to have, but we also want them to be able to enjoy what they enjoy. Just come and be yourselves and enjoy the fact that, you know, you like this record. We don't have to, you know.
Yeah. Well, and
like
that's
that.
What I was going to say. You know, people often, if you're kind of quote unquote a stereotypical vinyl guy,
sure,
maybe Taylor Swift isn't your thing.
I can back that, yeah.
So, you know, having now a store where you have people that have a wide variety of music that they enjoy,
yeah.
And Taylor Swift fans are just as much music fans as the Grateful Dead fans.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, Swifties and Deadheads, they're still both loving music,
yeah.
of an artist that they support.
Yeah.
So how do you kind of figure out the vibe to make sure that both Swifties and Deadheads feel welcome and feel community together in one space?
I think we as people want that for people anyway, to be able to enjoy what they're enjoying. So you take that perspective of Of course they love it. Somebody loves something you don't love, yeah. You know, but people, I mean, this is what we wanted to, is that people were going to create, like, once we opened it, it took on a life of its own. And that's what we want. So people coming in and informing us and teaching us and showing us what they love. So we've have, you'll have a guy, like a bald dude with total metal tastes and like classic tastes. And then you'll have a Swiftie come in and
yeah.
It's, you know, you, and then just having communications and learning with people. Like,
well, and I'm hoping that at some point you're going to have, you know, a bald guy that's pierced and tatted that is like, you know, I'm going to try this Taylor Swift
yes.
album.
Yes.
I'm going to try something different that wasn't expected. But because you're in that space and you can see this huge variety of music, I think that is kind of the beautiful thing about music
sure.
is that it brings people together that you might not expect to go together.
I agree. Yes, absolutely.
Have you kind of seen that so far?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we see two things, right? We see, one of my favorite things is that like on Saturdays or the weekend, we'll see social groups run into each other, which I think is awesome. Like mm-hmm. you're running into your buddies at the store, at our
yeah.
shop, which
yeah.
is great. But then there's the opposite side of people absolutely who do not have the same taste, who have seen mingle and discuss and talk, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're kind of like flipping through and you'll be like, oh, what's that? And you're kind of like, because it's a great space, but it is an intimate space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where you don't have any choice but to maybe make friends a little bit,
yeah,
which is great.
You're kind of next to somebody and kind yeah. of, and I do think record shopping is more of an experience than some of the other shopping experience.
I agree.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Where it's like, you know, I'm just going to go and browse and not necessarily, I mean, I'm sure you do have people that they want their specific thing that they're looking for. They come in, they ask, they leave.
Yes.
You know,
both for sure.
And so, but there is kind of that experience of just let's hang out and, you know, browse and see
yeah.
what you have.
I see it as a choose your own adventure thing.
Yeah.
Like people go through and they're going to flip through all of it and it's a whole thing. And we kind of think about that and how we display things and lay things out.
Yeah.
For people who come, you know, and frequent.
Yeah. Stick with us. More with Josh to come. Welcome back. I have Josh Wanamaker from Flatfoot Records in today. So how does that feel to be part of, you know, it, like I said, in the cool kids area,
sure.
downtown McMinnville, to have something, to give this community something that they haven't had in a bit?
Yeah.
You know, do you want to make revolutionary change? I mean, that sounds like a big word, but you know, music wise it is kind of a big deal.
Yes. I mean the quick answer is probably right. We do want that splash to happen, and we didn't lightly step into this, right? So
mm-hmm.
we do want to have some kind of, I guess you could say, revolutionary change. It's
yeah.
really just offering, we see it, I guess, more as like offering what people don't have, and just that leads itself to so many of that web, you know.
Well, and I think that, you know, we talked a little bit about changing the way people are listening to music and the community you're building. But, you know, right now, people who love music
sure.
are at their homes ordering on Amazon, you know, listening to music by themselves. They're, you know, getting on to forums and they're, it's a very solo thing kind of when you don't have that place to bring music together.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, having, there's a lot of different, like you mentioned, the Park Theater. That's kind of an area for the arts to support, you know, theater and actors and all that kind of stuff. And I think that, I guess, was that part of your intention, is to make sure you have a hub for music
yes.
in McMinnville?
Absolutely. Both on the side of what the Park Theater is doing. We have a great relationship with Joe and Ashley that work there. And that allows us to maybe have some, I don't want to use the word access, but it does have some, in the relationship, mm-hmm. we can maybe have some bigger artists come by, maybe some signings, maybe some visiting. But I come from starting as a singer-songwriter, like in a small town outside of Nashville, and growing in the local music scene in that way, and seeing that side of it as well. So it has the synergy of both sides, I guess.
So, you know, you've mentioned a couple times you wrote music,
sure.
you performed music. Was your idea ever to own a store, a retail space, you know, because that kind of, I'm sure, can maybe feel a little sell out, maybe, you know, where it's like, oh, you know, I'm so artistic, I do my own thing, nobody
sure.
tells me what to do. But then you have to open a store every day, and you have
yeah.
to be there, and you have to, you know, look at the financials of things.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more to running a business than being an artist and writing music. It's a very creative space and very, you know, kind of black and white of owning a business.
Yeah.
Has that been an adjustment for you, or is that something you've always wanted?
I don't think it's totally alien to me. But yeah, that raises a good point. I mean, I think if it wasn't 2025, I mean, I know that's kind of a strange way to talk about it, but if it wasn't 2025, I might feel differently. Maybe back in the day, I don't know. Culturally, I think we've shifted to the point where most musicians, no matter what, I like a guy named Josh Rouse who recently became a Nashville realtor, and I grew up going and seeing him and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the world has shifted a little.
Yeah.
And I do think that instead of seeing it more so like, well, we have this space that can now help people go further in that potentially. And things like that, you know, because I mean, we don't want to be McMinnville based only. We are McMinnville based. We love McMinnville. It is our home. But, you know, we want other local into any level of musicians to feel like we're a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and with, I mean, you mentioned Chattanooga, Murfreesboro. I don't even know if Cookeville has a record shop. Does it?
I'm not aware of one right now. So I know that there's a flea market that's pretty popular that does have vinyl. We were told that this past week, but.
You know, to be able to have that space, a flea market is kind of transient.
Yeah.
It's not always there.
Total different thing.
You know,
yeah.
So to be able to be that hub to pull people in, you know, is a different kind of vibe than just being able to, you know, you pick up your guitar or whatever, you know, and go somewhere else.
Yes.
You're kind of stationary and have people come to you.
Sure. There's a balance there for sure. But
as a business owner, have you always thought you mentioned off air that you used to give lessons?
Sure, yes. For a couple of years. Treehouse music lessons.
Always to have businesses? Is that kind of, are you entrepreneurial minded?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know if I think it lends itself to, okay, well, I was writing songs and stuff and I wanted it to go further and I wanted certain parts of my life for me to have a say in them, you know? And so I think it led to that, is like trying to just control your direction a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And really the lessons thing too came from being a musician who, I mean, I had another job too, but I needed money and I do sort of like the give back thing. I don't believe in the whole like those who can't do teach.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah.
I used to be a high school teacher.
Yeah. My wife's a kindergarten teacher currently, but she's an amazing artist. So, yeah.
And I loved it. It was a give back thing. It was I just wanted to give to others. So we talked kind of about your partnership with the Access with the Park Theater.
Sure.
What about other businesses in town? You mentioned that your business owner or the building owner owns other businesses.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, we're a family of businesses. I don't want to say it like it's like a hidden thing. You know, we are absolutely a family of businesses. So, Tops Frozen Yogurt and Metro Deli and Cumberland Biscuit Company are sibling businesses with this. So, yeah, I mean.
So they are. How are they supporting the record shop and what you're doing there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if they'd say so. They're here in the studio with us, but they have fans and I don't know if Flatfoot could exist without what they've already done, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I come from it as someone who was a consumer and visiting those places. And I think they did a great deal of change for McMinnville. So,
well, and just the vibe that they have.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that's kind of nice is that, you know, people, when you have a thriving downtown community, you know, people will come to have their breakfast on Saturday morning and get their biscuit.
Sure.
And then they'll just wander.
Yeah.
And all of those, the collaboration of businesses, I think people don't really understand economic development.
Sure.
Sometimes is that, especially now, you know, maybe the majority of the biscuit eaters
sure.
were from McMinnville.
Yeah.
But now you have a business that can bring people in that aren't from McMinnville.
Yeah.
And so people will come and they're, you know, drive from Cookeville because we don't have a record shop to get their vinyl. And then they'll get hungry and they'll go and it all works together. And I think sometimes people forget, they think that spending money is a scarcity and that, well, I'm worried about a new business opening up because what if people spend their money there instead of spending their money here?
Sure.
Instead of that collaborative. How does it feel, kind of that almost safety net of having this family of businesses as well? Is that advantageous to you, or were you a little nervous about that?
I think it's naturally advantageous. I think it's naturally that thing. It's not so much that we're looking at that every day, and that's a lot of this. Is funny enough, I mean, we're keeping our heads down and just doing the best we can,
mm-hmm.
not in a struggle way, but in a true just like trying to, you know, we definitely take the blinders off often to make sure we're doing the right thing, but. Yeah, I mean, and so it feels great, probably. I mean, what I should say is that we have the opportunity to have this thing and it have some form of synergy with other things happening around us.
Well, yeah. And I think you mentioned kind of an office space for these other businesses. are you, you know, kind of looking back, doing a build out, planning the space, you know, you're a couple months in now. Has it been, are you happy with the decision of the record shop?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're very happy with it. I think we've seen, you know, going back to what you were saying with people coming out of town, you know, we have seen that. And we're very grateful to have people traveling from Dunlap and Nashville. We had a guy from, he, I believe, is over, but I know he moderates the Nashville Vinyl Collectors. Mm. And he came in and he shared it. And we've had people, like I said, like Cookeville, Murfreesboro, all over. So
I think that's the thing with a record shop is that you're going to get those guys that are so into vinyl. And then you're going to get the people that are like, I really want this record because I have a record player. And, you know, you can have such a variety of people that are interested in what you're doing.
And we hope to, Flatfoot hopes to be the people sending to the biscuits as well. We want to send people to have the food, not just at Coe's.
I'm getting hungry right now. Yeah. So stick with us. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I have Josh Wanamaker in from Flatfoot Records in McMinnville, Tennessee. Why Flatfoot? What does that even mean?
Okay, we went through a lot of names. Like I said earlier, we had the latest notes I had were like late May, or earliest notes were late May. And I had a list of maybe 30 names, 40 names. And I wear a lot of hats with Cumberland and Tops. And I originally kind of came on for marketing and different things like that. And so we would have meetings for that. But then it kind of snowballed later on to be conversations about the record store. And so, yeah, we would just like name. And Matt is one of our, he's one of our partners. Matt went to the kitchen and just came back and was like, what about Flatfeet? You know, what about Flatfoot Records? And I was, so my feet are literally flat. And my grandma's email is Flatfoot at whatever. So,
yeah.
And then Matt has Flatfeet. I don't know, you know, it's not the deepest name you could find, but it works.
Yeah. It's just, well, and I think in that space, again, it's the cool, like whatever, like you said, it, you know, people can be eclectic in the music lovers.
People vibe with the name. They like the name. I don't know, you know.
So tell me about the products that people, is it all vinyl? That's all that people use, new, what, I mean, obviously you're launching Taylor Swift, so there is new vinyl. Tell me what people can find in the shop.
Yeah, so our main thing was we wanted our heartbeat to be vinyl. So we wanted records to be absolutely like, we didn't want to sacrifice that. So that's the bulk of what we have. So we have records, but we have cassettes, CDs. We have 8-tracks and 45s coming out soon.
Bang.
Yeah, man. We've got we recently bought a 4-track player from somebody. So we've got some 4-tracks. I don't know how far that goes, but yeah. Then besides the music mediums, we've got shirts. We've got pop culture merch. We've got, we mentioned earlier, we do like takeovers and stuff. So we did like a horror thing because it was easy to kind of like theme it during Halloween, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we've got Funkos, NECA figures, you know, different collectibles. Missing anything?
Yeah.
I think that's about, that kind of goes across most of it.
And then tell me a little bit about the experience of, you know, that you've mentioned kind of a listening station so people can sample music while they're in there. How's that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a little mini stage that mainly lives as a listening station. So we've got two chairs, it's comfortable. We've got two players. You kind of sit in your own zone and you can try things out. If you don't know it, if you know, we have good conditions, so we don't see people test things a lot, but we see people hang out there, you know, and it goes with that. Maybe like, hopefully you come down from Tops with a coffee, you sit down at the station and you hang out. So yeah, but then when we will have live music in the future, in the new year, so that'll be pulled off that stage and made into a stage.
So, but small musical acts, right? Because you said it's a small, it's not like a 5-piece band.
No. And, you know, we'd like to maybe have some rock bands in the future and go electric with it. But we're going to start acoustic, absolutely.
Well, I you missed the Harvest Festival. Is that what it's called? Or the Street Festival?
Yeah, what is that? Yeah.
You know,
I used to live in Cookeville. So, I went to it a couple times.
Well, that McMinnville does. They shut down
Main the Autumn Street Fair. I thought you were talking about here. Yes.
No, Autumn Street Fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, when that happens, that's an excellent place for a lot of foot traffic. But, like, you know, music that can be played out in the, you got to rent the booth right in front of your store.
You do. And that's a conversation we have. Yeah, we're aware of that fact because it's like, well, you want the right thing to be in front of you if you're having a booth everywhere. So,
yeah. I think McMinnville has a great community atmosphere.
Sure.
They're down to their Christmas is fantastic.
I agree.
You know, it is, if people have not gone down there for community events, I highly encourage them to check out, especially during this holiday season. I mean, they
Mimeville shows up for Christmas. Yeah, they have for a long time.
Yes, they you know, tree lighting and lots of lights and ice skating and all those things.
It's events just on events.
Yeah, been a great experience, and being in that area, you get to be a part of that now, and that's pretty exciting. Tell me, so we've kind of heard rumblings in our commercial breaks about the bathroom, which seems like a weird thing to be bragging about. But
I mean, you know, we try to make every part of the space something to enjoy. So yeah, we've got a funky bathroom. We've got a funky picture of Frank Zappa enjoying what you're enjoying.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. So whose idea was that?
It came organically.
There you go. So what kind of events can people expect? You mentioned a new album launch. What are the plans and the works for 2026 for you?
Sure. So 2026 is going to look like a handful of things that we're really excited about. Our listening parties will go in different ways, right? So we'll have open houses where you can come and hang out and like come as you go. We'll have ticketed events that are going to have, so with that ticket, you've got hors d'oeuvres, you've got drinks, you've got things like that. And then beyond that, we'll have live music as well. So that'll be a similar event. But of course, the idea will be live music. So we'll have a couple people play.
Well, and having a partnership with restaurants.
Sure.
And, you know, drinks and all that kind of stuff. There's a organic way to kind of do some of these events.
Yeah.
That and in between Tops, you can go between like the deli and the ice cream, right?
Yes.
Can you get to the other restaurants inside, or you have to go down?
You have to go down. So each identity is separate. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Which is great. I mean, I think it's, like I said, that whole area is just a great walkable community. Yeah. There's a lot of retail spaces.
And that keeps it to that experience where if you're going to Cumberland Biscuit, you're going for the Cumberland Biscuit experience. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to try to see us all. And we don't really, you know, we want to.
I want to go to it all, especially right now when I'm really hungry.
We want you to go to all of it.
You're making me want to drive down there today. what other kind of events? What would a listening event look like? Are people like, you know, what would you encourage people who are planning to make a day of this and go down to McMinnville? You know, dressing up. You know, remember when Harry Potter, you know, release party movies, everybody dress up. And so are you hoping to kind of have that atmosphere when these events kind of?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, how quickly that takes off and how organically that rolls. It may be late 2026 before we get our teeth into really that much, you know, but yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah,
we want people to show
develop
up.
The super fans.
Well, I was going to say that literally was going to say, I want people to nerd out. I want we want that space for people to be themselves. So if it's a Swiftie event, if it's some kind of pop culture happening, we're going to have like-minded people. But, you know, we have the other things where you can come and just maybe have some food or something, listen to some things, get a discount. And that's the different types of people mingling together.
How can people find you or follow along, or what are you hoping, you know, that people, how can they join your community, I guess?
Sure, absolutely. So we are Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Okay.
Oh. So yeah, we're popping all those off. We do flip videos, trying to show the new arrivals and stuff like that. So we're just kind of growing that. Finding our place in the community, our own community. So,
what kind of content are you putting on TikTok?
Nothing yet, right? So, well, flip videos, where we just kind of show what's new in the store. We're kind of like showcasing something, you know. Mm-hmm. But in the future, who knows? I mean, we'll have videos from our events, of course, too.
Yeah.
Auctions,
well,
maybe.
And right now, because you're a newer shop, people have come out of the woodwork. I have this collection of vinyl, and they'll just show up.
Which is awesome. We questioned if that would happen or not.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. You know.
Well, and you don't know what kind of reach you're going to, how people are going to find out about you if they, you know. So that's happened. It's a little overwhelming at the moment as a newer shop.
Sure. Well, there's certain things you don't know until you live test it,
mm-hmm.
which can be tricky.
So if somebody has, you know, they're an estate sale person or something, if they have a collection, what's your recommendation that if they want to bring their collection to you, what do they do? What's that process?
Yeah, so reach out to us in the various ways we can. You can send us private messages. You can just comment on something, and we've done all of those things.
But you'd like them to make an appointment.
But please make an appointment with us. Yes. Please reach out in advance if you can. If it's a small batch of things, if it's 10 or less items, it's fine. But yeah, we'd like to just give it the thought that it deserves to. So we usually take a business day with it, and
because you want to make sure you vet everything that is going in
Absolutely.
To your space. You want to make sure it's good quality.
Fair to us and the person bringing it, the whole thing,
Yeah. And I love that. Is there a learning curve that you've had to go through to understand what good vinyl is?
Sure. I mean, I do have my own collection, and have for a long time. But when you get into the condition and pricing things and looking at the kind of the atoms of the whole thing, it's different than you just having music that you love mm-hmm. on your shelf, you know?
Yeah, something so, yeah, that's absolutely. Worth lots of money to
I've
you
learned a
is
lot.
Not necessary.
The learning curve thing, maybe for the first month, was like, not every day, but pretty constant. Because, you know, you're learning a whole new thing.
So if somebody wants to get into vinyl,
sure,
and they don't have you're not selling vinyl players, record players.
We are, oh, yeah, okay. We haven't yet. Well, we do have a handful. We have a small amount of Audio Technicas in store currently, two of which are our listening stations. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, we absolutely haven't come in later.
Well, and people can probably maybe ask you for advice if there's not, you know, if they're looking to purchase, you know, different levels or they have a budget. Are you knowledgeable enough to let them know what kind of equipment that they would need to kind of get into the space? Again, yeah. I think it's kind of back on the rise a little bit.
Well, we do hear that. And we also, you know, funny enough, like you talked about earlier, CDs are coming back. And that is not something we did predict. Well, yeah. Actually, we've heard a lot of rumblings about vintage generally coming back.
Isn't that weird to think that CDs, because you look a little bit younger than me, but...
But yeah. I am of that age group. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was buying CDs first, you know,
yeah.
for me.
Yeah. I don't typically think of CDs as vintage.
No. You know, but you never know, right?
But they say but now. It's probably
like
now.
The time. It's yes. like, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yes. Yeah. Do you guys have a website that people can check out?
We don't at this time, but we will. Absolutely. That's... Follow us on Facebook to keep up with everything kind of current like that.
Okay. And what is, you mentioned you're in next to Cumberland Mountain Biscuit and.
Cumberland Biscuit Company.
Cumberland Biscuit Company.
No worries.
And sorry. And Tops.
Yes.
What is the address of the location if people are trying to find you?
We're at 102 West Main Street.
102 West Main Street, across from Park Theater.
We're absolutely across. Yeah, kind of diagonal. You'll definitely see us.
Great. And what can people, what's your last parting thoughts of you want to let people know about, you know, this new business and what you want people to experience when they come down there?
Yeah. Come be a part of our community. Come be a part of the what we've decided to step out and do.
Yeah.
We're open 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We're open 12 to 5 on Sundays. Yeah, we're open every day. So come check us out. Travel. We can make a day for you. You know,
yeah.
We'll have restaurant. We have the whole thing. So
I think that's the thing is that McMinnville is really growing. There's outdoor experiences that people can, you know, do when they're down there. There's a lot of great things that you don't just need to make, you know, a there and back. There's a
sure.
lot of things that you can do down in McMinnville
yeah.
and, that downtown area is fantastic. So, thank you so much, Josh, for coming
hey,
in.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Best
absolutely.
Best of luck, and I can't wait to see what happens in 2026 for you.
Yeah, yeah. Hope everybody comes to Flatbed Records. Thank you so much.